Fred Film Radio, Rome Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 15th edition Rome Film Festival. I'm in virtual company of Max Barbado, who's virtually here to present Palm Springs. Thank you so much for being with us, even virtually.
Thank you for having me.
So I keep thinking about this film because I was wondering when and why did you think that you could, let's say, apply the Groundhog Day dynamic to a much more darker, cynical, and yet romantic film?
I wish I could say that we came up with that idea early on and it was a tidy process, but it took a lot of false starts on the script level and a lot of work on these characters to realize that, and a lot of weddings, actually going to a lot of weddings that started to feel the same until we realized, you know, that a fertile premise for a movie would be to put these two characters in their own versions of hell, which would be being stuck at a wedding as people that were afraid of commitment and vulnerability. So it was a very organic process with Andy CR, the screenwriter, who's an old friend, and we went to film school together, and it was just us in a room trying to make each other laugh and kind of giving each other, acting as each other's therapist. The movie was kind of, in the writing of it at least, an act of creative therapy after, a lovelorn wedding season. And it just kind of evolved into this take on a Groundhog Day type premise, which I think is better than starting out with the idea of trying to build on Groundhog Day, which no one can do because that movie is just kind of untouchable.
But while I was watching, I thought, well, why wasn't it done before? You know, that darker twist, the fact that, for example, the darker thing for me was, for example, Andy Samberg's character exploring the possibility of making peace with the fact that there won't be no future in the sense of another day beside that one. So what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, it was it came from the gut, like I was saying. It was really about figuring out who these characters were, and then I think just sensibility wise, I'm attracted to stuff that feels a little different, or at least when I'm trying to make something, it's how can this feel different or fresh? Why does this need to exist? So it was about creating a character that was cynical and then found redemption through love, which I think is a nice journey there. And then also, if you're going to do the time loop thing, how can we do that and make it interesting? You know, how can you get past the exposition that feels tiresome in these ideas? It's maybe create a character who's been there and done that and is flippant about it. And that's kind of, in his mind, the least interesting thing about his existence. The most interesting thing is, you know, how can you waste the time? It's not necessarily the meaning or the mechanics behind the loop.
Do you think that it's also, as I said at the beginning, like a romantic story in a way? I mean, and was it always your idea from the beginning to have at least a romantic involvement or something that could resemble a love story in the cinematic sense of it?
It really started as more of an existential screwball comedy. It was, we like to joke that it was our version, our darkly comic version, our absurd version of Leaving Las Vegas was like the first version of the story, where it was just this Niles character going out to Palm Springs to party to death, you know, and then along the way he would meet these Jungian archetypes. It was what the movie was, the script was kind of structured on, and kind of find a meaning in life. There was no loop, but a lot of those characters made it in to the movie, like the Roy character, and the Daisy character, and the June Squibb character, Nana, kind of made their way into that wedding party. But it really took going to a lot of weddings through the time of the development that all started to feel the same. Andy Ciara, our screenwriter, getting married in Palm Springs, me being a very lovelorn, commitment phobic single person at that wedding, to kind of realize, oh, this is a tighter, more fertile idea of the story, and the love, you know, that came through that.
How did you keep and maintain? Yeah, last question.
Last question. Okay.
How did you keep the balance? I mean, there are some very, I don't want to say sad, but very serious scenes, like the one with Andy Samberg and J.K. Simmons talking about the future, and some more very comedic ones. So how did you stay balanced?
It was always about that's the tone that I love and the tone that we're after. We always said it should feel like, you know, you have one foot in the grave and another foot on a banana peel, and you could kind of ideally swing between the two tonalities, but you just play it straight and find the human emotion in it and the truth. And if you're lucky enough to have amazing actors like Andy Samberg and J.K. Simmons, those moments can work.
Thank you so much, Max Babrico, for being with us and talk about Palm Springs. Thank you.
Thank you for having me. Ciao.
And this is Chiara Nicoletti from Rome International Film Festival for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.